Ukraine is in the news. You've probably seen some of the reports of the upheaval that's been going on in that part of the world. It's been quite a problem that's been ongoing. There's been protests. There's been scores of people who have been killed because of the challenges in government. Should Ukraine have closer ties with Russia? Should they have closer ties to the European Union and the West? That has become a major issue. What's going to happen there? Prophetically speaking, could that have an impact in the world? Could it affect what's going to happen down the line in the Middle East, in Russia, in Europe? Well, it sure could. But how? At this point, it's unclear. So how should we approach this whole situation there? You know, I think one way that we can look at this as we realize the challenges that people are facing. Imagine if your government was in total disarray. What would your life be like? What would your life be like if your country was on the verge of economic collapse? As Christians, as God's people, can we pray for these people there? We may not know prophetically what's going to happen over there, but there are real people that are experiencing real problems. There are people that are losing loved ones there because of the challenges of human government. There's an amazing passage that reminds us of places that may be far away, and yet we have a personal responsibility in situations just like this in the Ukraine. There's a passage in 1 Timothy chapter 2, right at the very beginning of 1 Timothy 2, it says, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and reverence. Imagine how a situation like this would impact you. Can we step back and pray for these people? Can we pray that God would intervene in that situation, and He would bless them, and that He would bring and give peace? I think that's something that we should take the time to do. There are many God-fearing people in the Ukraine. Don't forget about them. Don't just turn the channel when that news story comes up. Take it to heart. Take it to God and pray. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.